12 Time Management Training Tips. Time management is one of the most important things because if you fail to manage your time, you become inefficient. If you become inefficient, you will lose ground to those who are doing a more effective job than you are. So, having only poor time management skills can cost you dearly. Charles Darwin put it like this: in the struggle for survival, the fittest win out at the expense of their rivals, because they succeed in adapting themselves best to their environment. If you succeed in improving your time management, then you become more efficient. If you become more efficient, you will gain ground on others and make more progress towards your coveted goals. Improved time management skills means making the commitment to take on a multitude of small, daily disciplines, commitment to do things the right way. Improved time management skills means the refusal to neglect those long-range and important, but not yet pressing tasks, and do them early to prevent creating problems the next day, next week, or next year. Time management is the determination to beat procrastination and replace it with a structured and intelligent set of systems that will allow you to make better progress in less time. To help you in this quest, here is a list of 12 time management training tips. 1. At the beginning of a meeting, set a deadline for it to finish. There is too much time wasted in meetings where people talk for too long about the wrong things. Do not allow meetings to overrun with no added benefit. Remember to leave immediately at the end of meetings. Move on to your next thing. Do not casually hang around chatting. 2. When writing emails, keep them short and factual. Mode is not better. When writing emails, use the ABC principle. ABC means accurate, brief, and clear. 3. Do not send pointless emails or copy in too many people. I receive emails from people I don't know telling me they are going on leave. Don't clutter up other people's inbox with trivia. 4. Differentiate between important and deadline-driven activity. Important means valuable, likely to add value to the organization. Busy means occupied, but it leaves open the question as to whether this busy work is adding any value. Remember that all work costs money to perform, but not all of it adds value in return. If you do too much non-value adding activity, then your organization will fail. 5. Make quick, accurate decisions. Use decision matrix to speed up decisions. If you don't know how to use them, book on a course or read up on them. Substitute dithering and replace it with a decision matrix. 6. Don't drink alcohol in the lunch break. Alcohol inhibits the function of 4 of your brain's neurotransmitters. 1. Glutamate. 2. Gamma-aminobutyric acid, GABA. 3. Dopamine, DA. And 4. Serotonin. That's why you feel funny after you drink alcohol. It stops your brain working properly. You need your brain to work in the afternoon too, so keep off the drink. Wait till the evening. 7. Have a particular place for your car keys. Have a system for your keys, phone, and wallet/purse. Some people lose their things every day because they drop them down in random places. Make this your mantra: everything has its place. 8. Simplify and reduce. Do you overcomplicate things, make things more complex than they need to be? Try to think in terms of hierarchies. Not everything is important. More is not better. Spend most time focusing on the few, most important things, as opposed to spreading yourself too thinly trying to get 10,000 things done today. 9. Do you set time aside for mental relaxation? Your mind works best when it is relaxed and well-fed. It works poorly when you are overstressed and ill-fed. So it makes sense to purposefully relax the mind by either 1. Resting and thinking about nothing in particular for a 15-minute tea break, or 2. Distracting yourself by reading something not work-related for a 15-minute tea break. 10. Take 1 hour per week to plan the next 3 weeks. Have a plan. The biggest error you can make is to not have a plan. Most people don't have a plan, they are therefore driven by circumstances. Which is okay, but only if the circumstances are fine. But what if you don't like current circumstances? Replace them with a plan of your own design. 11. Don't just say yes. Many people take on too much work. They make more promises than they can keep. They buy more donuts than they can eat. They accept more work than they can do. As a result, many people are in overwhelm. Do you ask yourself what the consequences will be before you answer yes? 12. What one change in your personal habit pattern would make the biggest improvement to your efficiency? Let the answer to that question come to your mind. When you have it, write it down on a card and make the necessary adjustments.